Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Charges up, challenges Mr. Radoy. Vigers on the outside, Mr. Radoy. Vigers in front.
The big pink pie driving Greenton up alongside of a rat. And it's Greenton coming through to win the big cap.
It's a firm going away to lead by 4 lengths. And Johnny Zimmage second. A firm in front. John Henry takes the lead. It's John Henry.
And now it's time for Inside Racing, a full hour of coverage on everything going on in the sport of kings here in Southern California and around the country. And here's your host, Jason Levine. Yeah.
Well, good morning to all. How you doing out there? Woo, here we go. I am Jason Levine. It is Inside Racing every Saturday, 7 to 8. Happy to be with you. 18 years. Oh, yeah. Let's roll. Del Mar, Saratoga. It's on. It's happening. We're starting to get into the meat of the meats here. So exciting time to be a racing fan in that sense, to be a horse player, an owner, trainer, fan. It's been good, and it should be good today. So a lot to dig into at those two tracks in particular. Del Mar, the Bing Crosby. He had something to do with Del Mar, didn't he? yeah, it's going to be a good one. So we'll talk about that. That's the feature on a very nice 11 race card as the meet that got off to such a good start continues with full fields in competitive racing for sure. And a note on how good things have been because the first 2 weeks were so strong, they have boosted the purse of the Pacific Classic to back to $1 million. So, you know. I mean, it's great for the connections that are running in the race, and it's good promotion. So it just shows that things are going even maybe a little better than they hoped for, and they managed to boost that purse. The Del Mar Derby as well got a purse boost, but the Pacific Classic now $1 million, $1 million race again, I guess, as it should be. So we'll see about that. That's coming up on August 21st. So that's 3 weeks from the $1 million. Pacific Classic. It is fun to say it that way. So that gives you an idea of how things have been going business-wise at Del Mar. And at Saratoga, three stakes races. This is a very, very nice day at Saratoga. And it's important to note that in a meet that has had very difficult weather, a lot of rain, it did not rain last night. It is not going to rain all day today in New York. It's going to be mid-70s and beautiful at Saratoga. So they will be on the turf, which is good because one of the features, the Bowling Green, is a nice long-distance grass race, very competitive race. That's the third of the three stakes. Prior to that, race nine is the top horse of the day, Essential Quality, the top three-year-old in a very strong competitive group this year. Essential Quality comes back in his Travers Prep, the Jim Dandy. Always a fun race, and this year, it's Essential Quality versus, a field of up-and-comers. None of the other stars are in this race. He is giving weight. And my Ohio Derby horse, Mask Parade, is in here. So I have a vested interest in seeing how he does after a very nice win. Even though he got bet too much, we still had him and hit that Ohio Derby very nicely. Anyway, that's more for fun. But he's stepping up, which is what I said might happen after that win. It's time to test him. So, you know, some up-and-comers are going to be tested today against the horse that's probably the best of the crop. Not by much, but he's darn good, Essential Quality. That's race nine. And race eight is a great sprint. It's the Vanderbilt. which often comes up a very, very good race because it should. It's the sprint you're supposed to point to. It's a grade one. It's 6 furlongs. And sure enough, Mischievous Alex, Firenze Fire are both in here. Strike Power, Long Shot with a Shot, 3 Technique. And one of my favorite horses, well, Special Reserve is in as well for Mike Maker, coming off 2 huge wins against Lesser. So he's stepping up in class. But to me, the feature horse in here is the 8-year-old Breeders' Cup winner, Whitmore. He was let go at 18-1 in the Breeders' Cup. That was a gift. And he has come back this year and run second, and third twice to CZ Rocket, who's in the Bing Crosby and probably the top sprinter in the country. And then right behind Flagstaff and Lexingtonian, only beaten ahead last time in the grade one Churchill Downs. And he's had a break since then. So 8-year-old Whitmore going for career win 16. Love these veteran sprinters. Always makes me think of Kona Gold these days. Anyway, these should be Hall of Famer. But Whitmore, he brings it every single time he steps on the track. I'm going to get a fast track today, which is good. I don't think he's a huge fan of off tracks. So carrying 123, Whitmore is, which means he gets a pound from Mischievous Alex, but has to give weight to just about everybody else. But that's fair. I mean, he's the man. So just excited to see him. He'll be a little bit of a price today, coming off the 3-race losing streak. But he is the class of this race, and I'm just excited to see him back in action. Just love horses like this. It's what the game needs more of. The flashy 2-year-old, you know, get through the Triple Crown, maybe make it to the Breeders' Cup, and then retire cycle, I think, has damaged the sport greatly. And we just need more horses like this that build the following, that get you excited to see them race, that race 6 or 7 times a year for 5 years in a row. It is something that drew me in as a fan. I'm not sure institutionally what the sport can do about it. The breeders kind of control it and they suck, and they're not interested in horses like Whitmore, and they suck for that. And the sport suffers because of it. I don't see any change, but you know, you can still get angry about it or talk about it, at least maybe put the bug in somebody's ear. Try to run your horse as a 4- and 5-year-old. Those are their best years and maybe beyond, but you know, the money is what it is right now. So it's a shame as the sport has declined. This is one of the reasons, but we can celebrate when we do get a horse like this and he is in action and we get to see him continue to run. Firenze Fire, who unfortunately was with Jason Service, is similar. He's a 6-year-old who's run 34 times and has 14 wins. And he's shown that he's can do it without Jason Service, which is impressive. He's doing it for Kelly Breen. He's run very, very well since moving out of the Jason Service cheating drug barn into Kelly Breen's barn. So that's cool. Just one of those things. And speaking of which, just a quick note. Anyway, so you got those 3 stakes at Saratoga, the Vanderbilt, the Jim Dandy, and the Bowling Green, back to back to back. That's just a classic Saratoga Saturday. I saw so many of those as a teenager with my dad, and those are great. And it's just a strong card, top to bottom, and good weather. So really kind of a classic Saratoga day, strong Del Mar day, really, really good. On a side note, speaking of drugs, as that has taken center stage the last couple years in racing, Jorge Navarro, who was the other trainer, along with Jason Service, that was nailed by the FBI, that case is proceeding along, and everybody in there is now pleading guilty. Even though some started by pleading not guilty, they're changing their pleas. And Jorge Navarro announced, or his lawyer did yesterday, that he'll be changing his plea from not guilty. So that could get interesting if he talks. Anyway, he's caught. And he should be, and he should never be allowed anywhere near a racetrack again, and he should be in jail for what he did. But I have a feeling we're going to hear a little bit more about maybe some other people coming out of this investigation when guys like him and the veterinarian who changed his plea a few days ago start talking. And certainly it wasn't just these 2 guys that bought all this stuff, they had other clients, so to speak, and maybe this will help push and clean up things a little bit more. So that's the hope, and it'd be nice to say goodbye to Jorge Navarro, dirtbag that he is, and we'll go from there. So I think that's a positive thing, and the sport just has to understand that these are the things that have to be rooted out and cleaned up. So thanks to the FBI for making it happen when other boards were unwilling to step up and take somebody down. The FBI did what they do, and racing needed it badly. So we'll see where we go from here. So that happened, and that's good. All right, what else we got? Okay, let's go from that to some good, somewhat personal news. At Del Mar today is a special day because a gentleman, and I use that term for a reason, named Dan Smith. A lot of you don't know, but anybody in the media knows Dan because he's been working in racing in the press box for 40 years. I believe it's 40, and is now retired. And they're going to name the press box at Del Mar for Dan. And they should have, and they did. And nobody deserves an honor like that more than Dan Smith, who is, to my mind, the nicest guy, most knowledgeable, fun, helpful gentleman that I've met in the game. Period. Sadly, there aren't that many. Horse racing is a weird game. There's a lot of competition. There's a lot of saltiness. A lot of people, you know, because they gamble, you know, they're not always in a good mood. And that permeates throughout. There are good guys all over the place, but they're few and far between, and there's less and less. And Dan was somebody that helped me and was unfailingly good-natured and willing and just as good a guy and as knowledgeable as anyone I've ever met, and someone I developed a friendship with, and I'm thrilled for that, and enjoyed every year going down there knowing I would get to see Dan, spend some time with him, talk horse racing, hear some stories, talk boxing, another passion of his and mine that we had a good time talking about for 20 plus years. So I'm not going to be able to be there today for personal reasons. So I just wanted to give a personal shout out to one of the greatest guys I've met in sports, and that's Dan Smith. And it's an honor that he deserves. And it's nice to see, you know, the right thing being done. I'm happy and thrilled for Dan. And it will be a pleasure to walk into the Dan Smith press box. It just feels right. So that's good. And it's a positive thing. Happy about it. So good for Dan, and good for Del Mar for doing the right thing. Doesn't always happen, so give credit where it's due. He was responsible for so much at Del Mar that you just take for granted. But Del Mar going from a sleepy summer track to what it is with the concerts and the Pacific Classic and the promotions and the marketing and everything that's gone on, Dan had a lot to do with all of that, in addition to knowing everything about racing. And you could just give him a name, say Fernando Toro, and he'd start telling you stories. And you could say Noble Threewit, and he could start telling you stories. And for someone like me, I mean, what a pleasure, right, to have that at your disposal. And they were fun, and he had a good time telling them, and it was all good. So there you have it. All right, a couple more quick things regarding Del Mar. Some trainers that are struggling. Phil D'Amato, still 0 for the meet, 0 for 23 now, I believe. Bob Hess Jr., 0 for 22. And Doug O'Neill, 2 for 34. Or a little bit more than that now after yesterday. So beware that these guys are really struggling. There's two ways to look at it. You don't touch their horses until they get hot, or you think, well, I got to take a second look because this can't continue. They have to turn it around at some point. So that's up to you. But I thought those three were notable. And then Peter Miller, who usually does extremely well at Del Mar, had gotten off to a pretty slow start, but won three yesterday, and his barn looks to be turning it on, Mr. San Luis Rey. So watch out for Peter Miller, because like a lot of barns, when they get hot, the whole barn starts running, I don't quite understand that. Doesn't really make sense, but there it is. So I wanted to throw that out there.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
And there you have it. So let's bring on our man, Mr. Pollock. A lot to talk about, and I want to start with Steve, so... Let's make it happen. He had a very nice day yesterday. Winner of the first, winner of the third, best bet exact in the fourth, early double, some pick threes, the early pick five, paid over $118. And some nice winners last Saturday. Salah paid almost $20. So, Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Jason. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Talking about Dan Smith just makes me happy.
Oh, man. Wow. What a great guy. One of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, Jason.
Right. Exactly. Positive things in horse racing are good. You and I talk about all the time, trying to stay positive, be positive, and bring positive energy to the game when sometimes it's difficult, people around you are not. And Dan was a positive guy. And just like you said, you know, talking about him makes you smile and makes you think positively. So that's a plus.
Absolutely. Jason, always extremely nice to me and loved the game, had a passion for it, and kind of passion you and I have. Loved the game, and was just a real easy guy to deal with every time I had to deal with him, for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, so that's all good. And I know he's excited the way this meet has gone, even though he's not there on a daily basis anymore. He laid the foundation for a lot of this, so he should take pride in it. And the meet has gotten off to a strong start business-wise, field size-wise, which is really the key, the competitive nature. So many different trainers winning races. Nobody's really dominating individually. The jock colony we've talked about is kind of coming together and being very competitive. So what's your sense right now as we get it kind of into the meat of the meet and the cycle starts rolling along here? What are you seeing and thinking?
Well, jock-wise, Jason, I wouldn't say I would disagree with you, but Pratt has just been amazing. I mean, he's been amazing, Jason. His ride on How Be It last Sunday and then on Indian Peak when he didn't win, back-to-back rides. How Be It looked like he was going to be up in a pace battle, and there's six or seven horses in the race. They break the gate, and where's Flavian? He's not in the pace battle. They went 50 yards in the race. There's five across the track, and he's sitting a loose six right behind him just laughing and just goes right by him and wins very easily. It was just – I just didn't see the race shaking down that way, but he did. He's reading the form. He's paying attention. And then the next ride on Indian Peak, Jason, I don't know if anybody – that was the big cowbred stake last Sunday. I don't know if there's any rider in Southern California that would be able to have the guts to do what he did, but they were crawling out front. And we know that the closers have been absolutely dominant, but Pratt has to have a clock in his head because he's at the half and he's just going, I got to send. Yep. He's on the rail. He pulls his horse out and he circles the field. Brando, the bartender, ends up winning the race, Jason, from dead last after they crawled early. We know closers have an advantage, but I'm telling you, Indian Peak's going to run no better than third or fourth in that race because they're all going to get stuck behind the speed. There's going to be nowhere to go. He's going to have 8 lengths to make up in the stretch, and the front runners are going to be gone. Pratt just not letting it happen. He is absolutely riding at another level. It was good to see Rispoli get a win. I thought his ride on a horse named Feathers was extremely rough. In fact, Mario Gutierrez, who was on St. Helena, got off his horse and was extremely upset, to say the least, because I thought that was a very, very rough ride by Rispoli. I'm glad to see him get a couple of wins. He's still struggling on the dirt, Jason. Look at last night's ride on a big, big favorite, Chosen Braun in the feature race. Yeah. 1-5, never got the horse into the race. And guess who was gone? And Flavian Pratt riding front runners extremely well and horses up near the pace. I thought Rispoli rode Chosen Braun like a turf horse and just never got him into the race, made this late run for second. And Pratt won the race easily with a Peter Miller, who, like you said, has been absolutely on fire. Another guy I want to note, Jason, incredible ride last night by Kyle Frey.
Yeah, he's continuing to do it.
In the feature race last night, he scraped the paint from the 7 hole, got that horse down to the rail early, which is very hard to do going 1 3/8. And he came flying, ended up beating Kent DeSormo. And I thought Kent in the old days would have stayed more to the inside. As he's gotten older, maybe a little bit more conservative. I think Kent would have won that race a couple years back. But boy, oh boy, you got to give Kyle Frey all the credit in the world. Kent's also riding very well, but Kyle Frey, a couple very, very nice price horses, and I think we've seen Joey Bravo continue. If he can get the mounts, he's also riding that turf horse extremely well, Jason.
Yeah, that was 7 Charms Kyle Frey was on. That was the 7th race last night on the grass. Yeah, he's I think I even saw him say, you know, he didn't think he would stay at Del Mar. He came down for some rides the first week or two and then was going to go back up north. And he said, you know, I'm going to stick around. Things are going well. And
I was wondering if that was the situation.
Yeah, people are asking for me. I'm getting mounts and making money. This is good. You know, Del Mar, the Del Mar experience is working. And you know, he's made it happen for himself. You know, you put rides like that up, guys take notice, you know, and then they get on the phone. They say, hey, who is that guy? Can we get him? And it's happening. So, yeah, those kind of things are fun. I mean, that's how it's supposed to be, right? You got to earn your way in. And this is a guy that has bounced around quite a bit, obviously has talent, and has shown up ready to roll, confident. And here he is, you know, making a mark on this meet. So those are the things you have to try to take note of and see how things are playing out as we move forward. It's try to get any advantage you can and be just a little bit ahead of the curve. That's always the idea. So, been going well for you. Like I said, nice day yesterday, nice day last Saturday. The free play, nice winner there, paid almost $10. So things are moving along. And what about track profile? What are you seeing? Dirt, turf, any shifts? What people can look for a little bit as far as that goes today?
Yeah, I still think the main track is one you got to watch every day, Jason. We haven't seen anything like the first 3 days where we saw that very strong outside bias. Yeah. I thought the track flipped a little bit last week. So far this week, I thought speed was good on Thursday. And then yesterday, I thought maybe favored slightly a little bit outside, but haven't seen much since that first week. But I still think the main track is definitely worth looking at each day to see how you think it's playing on a daily basis. And then the turf, Jason, closers are just dominating in the long turf races. Very, very strong. Just to give you an example, Jason, 1 mile turf races. Flavian Pratt, of course, was the only one to go wire to wire. He took control of a race early and went wire to wire. But only one race at a flat mile has been won wire to wire. They have run a grand total of 16 of them. It looks like I've got 7 won from closers, 3 to 5 lengths off the pace, and 8 by the deep closers. They're winning a 90% plus rate. And if you're going to win up in the front end, you better slow it down. And then if you got guys behind you like Flavian Pratt, who know that they're going slow and he did what he did last Sunday in the feature, it's awfully hard to win out there in the front end right now. I'm sure it's going to change. Jason, the rails are out a little bit today. They're out a little further than they were, and they were out the last couple of days. So maybe that'll help the front runners because it does narrow the course a little bit. But I think the next time that they bring the rails back out, so maybe in a couple of weeks, I think someone will probably get away on the front end and steal a race and maybe pay $40 or $50 because the closers have been dominant. But I would be looking to play horses coming from off the pace right now in this turf course.
Yeah, until you see it change, right? I mean, until you see somebody else do it or it happen more than once, you got to go with the way things are playing now. Yeah, I think the course is a little thicker. I don't know. It's hard to say why, but pretty significant.
Early in the meet, Jason, I think it is. It's a little bit thicker. I think it's a little more lush. And, I think that's the reason.
Yeah, I think it helps. And then, of course, that wears down over the course of the meet, and that's where it gets a little tighter. And maybe the front runners have a little bit more edge in that sense. So it's something for folks to keep an eye on. And you're going to talk about, a turf race today. Race number 7, is that correct?
I am, Jason. And I just want to say one more thing. Be very careful of these really short price horses. I know a lot of the people that listen to the show still bet favorites, Jason. And I tell you, five of the first 6 odds on horses won. But boy, we've had some very, very short prices go down. And, you know, Russell Hudak is no fool. When he makes a horse at even money 6-5, they're probably close to that. And I've seen several of these go off 1-5, like the horse last night that lost. Yep. We saw Glowing Global go off at 2-5 in a full field turf race, got second, couldn't find room. It's not easy to win these races. And again, 4 out of the last 6 of those have lost. And those people that are betting all those 2-5s, 1-5s, you're only 6 of 11 now. You got to be down. And I don't know that you're going to make it up this meet. So be very, very careful on those short price favorites. Jason, we're going to race 7. Which is a 5-furlong grass sprint. And I did mention earlier that I thought these had really become more formful. And I think that's the case today here. They've run 6 of these. Now, this is very different, this 5-furlong, because 5 of these have been won wire to wire out of 6. And only 1 has been won from just off the pace. None of the closers have won these races. So these have really been dominated by horses with early speed. I think the speed in this race is a horse named Smiling Annie. She could be dangerous at a little bit of a price. I am going to use her in an exacta box. But, Jason, I really like the look of number 7, Lava Lane. I know this is a Phil D'Amato, and I know he started the meet out very, very slowly. But Phil always starts this meet out slow. I don't think he's ever started out this poorly. But I'll tell you, he's always 1 or 2 for early in the meet, and then all of a sudden he starts exploding. And I'm just going to overlook that statistic. I know it's tough to overlook, but when I watched this horse on tape, her first race, Jason, I think she would have won extremely easily had she not had a lot of trouble early, and then she got in a traffic late. She got beat by a horse named Althea Gibson, who turned out to be a pretty nice horse, losing that race by 1.5 in her next start. When she broke good and got in good position, she was wrapped up about halfway through the race, ran very, very fast and very well. Her 2 turf races looked sensational. Then she came back on the dirt, and she ran good there, and she did get beat by a horse that's in here. But I'm not worried about her dirt efforts. I'm more concerned with what she's going to do on the turf, the way she's bred. I think she gets a perfect draw in here. Rispoli's starting to win some of these turf races again, and I think this one looks very, very good at a pretty short price for me. I don't usually like to take 7-2, but I think $9 on this horse is very good. I'm going to use her in an exacta box with the other Phil D'Amato, believe it or not, and that's Alice Marble, who's a really, really well-bred. This one's a foal to the really nice turf runner, Enola Gray. Yes, so the breeding is there. And I got to tell you, Jason, this one's been a little bit disappointing on the turf. Her both turf races were not very good. She did have trouble in the second one, but she's got it going on the dirt again, and Phil wants to put her back on, and you got Flavian Pratt riding, and this horse is listed as the favorite. I really like Lava Lane quite a bit more than her, but I think I'm going to use her. And then the price play to me is the 7-9 exacta box in here. Smiling Annie is the speed of the speed. We're seeing a big difference from Santa Anita to here at Del Mar with the 5-furlong race. Remember, Santa Anita not running those 5.5s anymore. They're running 6 and 6.5. So the cutback for Smiling Annie should really be right up her alley. And if she can shake clear early, I think she'll be the one that is going to have to hold off Lava Lane when she makes her run. She should be sitting right behind her. But I like the 7, Lava Lane, Rispoli heating up. Let's get the win bet here, and let's play a simple exacta box, 7-3 and 7-9 in race 7 out of Del Mar today. It's number 7, Lava Lane.
All right, there you have it. Let's get D'Amato off the schneid, right? It has to happen sometime. Yeah, that's interesting. He does start slowly too. It's funny. I actually looked that up last night, and he is a slow starter. It just made some guys come right out of the gate. He usually does not. So anyway, every horse is different, and this is a very nice horse. And like you say, getting back on the turf here, I did see the tape on the May 2nd win. Super impressive. I know it was maidens, and not many of them come back to do anything in the next month or two. But boy, she looked good. These are cowbreds. She's a nice filly. 4-year-old, lightly raced, career start number 4. So we're talking about number 7 in race 7, Lava Lane, with the 3, Alice Marble, who I'm pretty sure was a tennis player from way, way back. Owner breeder Nick Alexander is the one that names them. I think he has Althea Gibson as well, and Alice Marble, a couple tennis players. So 7-3 and 7-9, Smiling Annie, with Abel Cedillo riding for Mark Glatt, who's having a very nice meet. Speaking of starting strongly, he's one guy that his barn has come out firing. So his horses are all running. Steve, as always, pleasure. Keep the nice roll going. I know you were pumped up for this meet. You were freshened and ready to go. It's worked out well. Your freshening worked out nicely. And you should have a lot left in the tank. We're still early on here, so let's keep it going.
Yeah, some great turf races too late in the card, Jason. I thought the pick four today, I thought the late pick four was very, very good. Certainly going to listen to see what Thoroughgraph and Jay have to say about the 9th and the 11th, because I think both of those races can be won by a nice price horse.
Very good. Well, we're looking forward to that. And you've done very, very nicely in the pick four early on. Let's keep that going too. Have yourself a great day, sir.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
All right, everybody, have a great, great day out there. Enjoy yourselves.
All right, Steve Pollock, we'll talk to him next Saturday. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, Roger Neubauer, representing Thoroughgraph, will be with us, followed by the man Jay Friedlander. You're listening to Inside Racing on AM 1150.
I was the third brother of five.
AM 1150. Naira Bets has become the go-to for betting horse racing for fans across the country. They enjoy incredible HD live video and replays, competing in online contests, and earning more back with exclusive promotions. It all starts with new players earning up to a $200 new member bonus with promo code JASON200. Sign up now at NairaBets.com or download the Naira Bets app to get started with promo code JASON200.
You're listening to The Patriot, AM 1150.
Come on, can't interrupt this. Got to let this go a little bit, don't we? Isaac Hayes had it going on in the early 70s. And I know the guy that played Shaft's boss in Shaft. He was a family friend, Charles Chiaffi. So I have a personal connection here. Isaac Hayes. All right. Quick shout out to Jay Hubdy for the music suggestion. Did not see that coming this morning. Much appreciated. Out of nowhere. I know he'll be enjoying some Del Mar. Lives right down there in the area. All right. A quick note. You heard a little Naira Bet spot there. Reminder that they have the Bankroll Builder going on each week at Saratoga leading up to the Travers. The race today is the Jim Dandy. So bet $50 to win on one horse in the Jim Dandy. And you get the Bankroll Builder bonus. $20, win or lose. So you want to play Essential Quality, he's going to be 3-5. He's not going to be 3-5 for you on Naira Bets. You get the extra $20. So if you want to play somebody else, you get a big bump there. Pretty interesting, especially when you have a horse like that that looks pretty tough to beat. And, of course, that money will then be in your account for the Travers, which is coming up in 4 weeks, I believe. So if you don't have an account, Jason200 is the promo code. If you do, get after it. There's a big contest coming up next Saturday, the Whitney contest. You might want to be involved in if you like those live money contests, or just play the Bankroll Builder. But Naira Bets is ready for you. They've got it happening. All right. Speaking of happening, Thoroughgraph continuing to make it happen. Yesterday, they had the winner of the fourth, the Exacta in the seventh and last. Pretty nice. And then Exaltation after the DQ got DQ'd in, paid $16 last Saturday. That was very nice. And then they hit the free play Exacta. I was on that one. Quirrell got there by a nostril in the last jump for a nice $45 Exacta as they continue to kind of move forward. Some nice winners at Saratoga, three of them yesterday as well. So let's bring on Roger, and we'll see what he's got today. Roger, good morning. Where is he at? Oh, no. That's not Roger. We'll get him. Roger, good morning.
Good morning, Jason.
Yeah, you sound better than that dial tone. That's good.
Yeah, I was wondering what was happening there.
We're good. How are you?
Doing well. We got a, as you played out nicely, a nice day of racing here. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am as well. You know, you look at the PPs. We were joking a couple weeks ago. It's sure nice to look at the past performances online and see 29 or 30 pages. At Del Mar, you know, you expect that from Saratoga, but in Southern California, it's been a while, and it continues. You know, today was got the PPs a few days ago, and it was 30 pages on each, and I had a little smile on my face. I said, "Okay, good, let's dig in." 11 good races at Del Mar, full good card at Saratoga, all these nice feature races. So yeah, it's what we hope for, and now we just got to make hay, right? Just got to make something happen in the midst of good racing. So you've been doing that. And look to continue to do it this weekend. So, I'm excited. Essential Quality, that may be not a great betting race. He does look to lay over that field, but we'll see. You know, three-year-olds improve a lot this time of year. We've seen a lot of them go down at Saratoga. So it is a tough track for odds-on horses to win for years. And he is going to be odds-on today.
Yeah, and he does look very tough in that race, but the races around it are very good. I think Jay's doing the 10th, I'm doing the 8th, so we'll try and book in that race with a price.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. I think that is how it's playing out. Do you want to start at Saratoga and move from there, or you want to start at Woodbine? You make the call.
Yeah, no, let's start at Saratoga with the Vanderbilt.
Yeah,
very, very nice race today. And we've got some prices in the races we're given today. So this is going to be a lot of fun. So as you laid out, there are some very nice horses in this race outside of the horse out of Del Mar today. I think every serious sprinter on the East Coast is in this race. Mm-hmm. And Mischievous Alex really does look tough today. But we have a price in here that we're going to hook up with him. There's a couple of reasons to be against a couple of the others as well. Frenzy Fire in particular is a fast track horse, which it will be today, but he's also a Belmont horse. And he doesn't always carry the same race to Saratoga. I believe he's 1-for-7 at Saratoga as opposed to Belmont, where he wins almost Correct. Every time he steps on the track. But the horse that's a price in this race that looks very interesting to me is the 5. 3 Technique at 15-1 for Jeremiah Englehart. This horse started off last year at Oaklawn Park on the Derby Trail and ran the Smarty Jones and actually ran a 2.5 in January, which is a really solid number. But it did knock him out and took him basically until October to get back and break through that to a 1.5. As a four-year-old, he came out and ran a 1.5 first time out, bounced slightly, and then got right back to the 1.5, which is a very good sign. He's in this race. He gets in at 117 pounds.
Yeah,
so he gets a point to a little bit more in weight. Going to have an inside trip. So at 15-1, we just have to take a shot with this one.
Yeah, he's a nice horse, like you said. It looks like he could be sitting on a top. He probably needs a career top to win this race, don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah, but he's a four-year-old in form, fourth race of the cycle. And like you said, the pattern indicates that today could be that day. It kind of sets up for it. Blinkers do go on for Engelhart. It's a very good move for him. Generally does very, very well when he does that. And Manny Franco has ridden him the last three times very well. He's had a little trouble actually, but he's a strong rider. So he's an interesting play in here. I think you get all the 15-1.
I do too. Yeah. And we have to use Mischievous Alex, just too fast. There's a question certainly as to whether the mile distance last time and the Met Mile was his preferred distance, I think, better as the shorter distances. And you have to believe Irad had his choice in here of Mischievous Alex or Frenzy Fire.
Mm-hmm.
He took Mischievous Alex. So not that that plays into my handicapping all the time, but I do believe this horse is going to fire today. So we're going to play the 5 to win in place at a big price. And save with the exacta with Mischievous Alex.
Okay. I believe Bill Parcells owns 3 Technique. Is he August Dawn
he
Farm?
Does.
I think so. Yeah.
He does.
So
had a text exchange about that last night.
Yeah. So I that's why they named the horse 3 Technique. I mean, it makes sense. As a Giant fan and one that cheered for Bill Parcells and saw him win a Super Bowl in person at the Rose Bowl, I have a soft spot for him. So. Nice for him to get a good horse. I know they were excited about this horse on the Derby Trail. Like you said, that didn't work out, but he turns out to be a very nice sprinter, and they've been smart with him. And now he does cut back to 6 furlongs and see if he can run him down here at a big, big price. The 5-3 Technique, Go Big Blue, 5-2 here in race 8 at Saratoga. First of the 3 really nice stakes races on a really nice card at the Spa. All right, where do we go from here?
We're going to go to Woodbine, race 9, allowance race for fillies and mares.
Speaking of prices.
The horse I can hear is number 5, Golden Garter, at 20-1 morning line. Ooh, and this one just has a super, super interesting pattern. If you go back to June of last year, the horse starts a pattern of in and out. A good race followed by a bounce. Then a good race followed by a bounce. Same thing late in the year, same thing first out this year. But the really interesting thing is the good races all are incrementally better than the one before. So this one should be sitting on a really nice race today where the 9, 2 back, is extremely competitive, and we're getting 20-1 morning line.
Yeah, with a pattern that indicates it's go day today, because it has been like, you know, this is about the 4th or 5th, you know, 2-race cycle like this. So it's a pretty strong pattern. Does get back on the grass today, which should help. And like you said, with the numbers getting a little better on those good races every time, it fits in here at a really nice price, 20-1 warning line in the 10 horse field, so pretty full field. And there's some horses that are going to take some money in here. So the 5, Golden Garter, race 9 at Woodbine. Definitely win in place. Anything else?
Yeah, we're going to use with number 1, Super Munnings for Mark Cassie. Had a couple solid races as a 2-year-old. Coming back off a layoff today, but should be ready to go. And then we're going to use the favorite, number 7, Scatter the Clouds, at 5-2 morning line. Ran a 10 and a quarter, first time out about a month ago, off poorly. But if you look at the trainer stats, very interesting off to the left-hand side. 3-year-old second time out for this trainer, 45% top.
Whew.
And that is solid to say the least. Mm-hmm. So we expect this horse to move forward, but the key is our 20-1 shot, number 5, to win in place, and we're going to use with the 1 and the 7.
Okay, and that's, again, race 9 at Woodbine, and another nice card up there. They have full fields as well, starting to get into the heat of their meet. And Golden Garter, very nice play here, a very nice price of 20-1 morning line, the 5 in race 9. All right, let's close it out at where the turf meets the surf. Bing Crosby helped make the track, and they named the race for him today, the Bing Crosby. You're not going to talk about that one, but you're going to talk about the race right after it. So
we are going to literally close it out. So we're going with race 11. I'm going to join Steve here and going with one of the three trainers that you mentioned earlier, having a little trouble. But the one we like here is number 6, Foothill, 15-1 morning line for Doug O'Neill. If you look at this horse's last race, it's a buried 6.5, which is among the fastest numbers in this field of all the horses. And if you look last year, that number didn't exactly come out of nowhere. It got down to a 7.25 at Golden Gate, and then kind of incrementally went down this year. Paired 9s before this race, so a 6.5 was not out of the question in that race. Got a little time off here today, been working well, and just at 15-1 for Doug O'Neill, this just looks like a good spot to get the job done. Changes to Drayton Van Dyke up and right distance. And at 15-1, we got to take a shot to win a place on this one.
Yeah, I agree. Drayton Van Dyke, someone who's had a lot of success on the turf course at Del Mar, not necessarily this meet, but in previous couple of years, rode very, very well on this turf course. And, you know, you're going to need a good ride in a full field, going 2 turns on the grass. He needs one. Doug O'Neill needs one. He's been close, but struggling to get into the winner's circle. And this horse really does fit. In this group, I saw that too, and I looked through the race. I thought, man, at that price, okay. So, the 6, Foothill, going to be the play here. It does have a win at Del Mar, I think, which is important. It was sprinting, but he did break his maiden over the Del Mar grass last summer, just about a year ago. So the 6, Foothill, the win bet, and also going to use with?
One place bet we're going to use with number 1, Sea of Liberty, 7-2 morning line, paired 7s coming into this race, and a trainer change from John Sadler to Peter Miller. As you mentioned, Peter Miller is heating up, and he is certainly one to keep an eye on. And we're also going to use number 4, U.S. Danger, 4-1 morning line. I don't think there's any question where this horse is going to be. I think he's going to be out in front by a bit, and everybody's going to have to come catch him. But the key is number 6, Foothill, to win in place, and we're going to use with the 1 and 4 and exact some tries.
Okay, and as Steve noted, it's been very difficult, close to impossible, to wire the field going 2 turns on the grass. Only one horse has done it so far at the meet, and that's what the 4 U.S. Danger is definitely going to try to do here. He has a shot to do it. It's just been very, very hard to do so far at the meet. But it's 6 with 1-4 to close the show. This is the, I like to call it the dinner race, but it's around 7 o'clock. Usually beautiful at Del Mar at that time. And let's make some money to finish it off, the get out race. Roger, as always, appreciate it, sir. I have to mention this, but it's sad when we'll go baseball here, but your team, the Cubs, they traded everybody. I think Ernie Banks is playing today. I don't know who else is left. So we didn't talk about this, and I kind of feel bad throwing it out there, but I guess if you're going to have a fire sale, sell everybody, right? I don't know. I haven't seen this in a while.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Yeah, the key is to get something back, and we'll see how that plays out. But Jed Hoyer certainly making his mark here, and we'll see if he's. He's still in the same position in a year or two, I guess.
Right. See if he's around to see what his mark looks like. Take risk, when you set it up this way and it plays out this way, you're on the hook, and he should be on the hook. And not sure what they got back. It does take a little time to see that. And like you said, he may not be around to see the fruits of his labor, so to speak. It was a heck of a run for that group of Cubs, that's for sure. And they gave you an awful lot of thrills and a title. And now they've all moved on.
Oh, yeah, I will say that when Lindor comes back for your guys, you're going to have the best double play combination in baseball.
Oh man, that's the Puerto Rican national team. You know, that's Baez and Lindor up the middle. Yeah,
it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, it really is. And they both have fun playing too, which is nice. They enjoy it. They play with a great spirit, and they can both field and hit. So yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, we'll see. That should be fun. Throw some ground balls, guys. Throw ground balls. All right. Hey, appreciate it as always. Best of luck today, sir. Let's keep the nice roll going, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds great, Jason.
All right. Take care. Roger Neubauer representing Thorograph as he always does. We're taking our final break. We're coming back with Jay Friedlander, a song written by Burt Bacharach and done here by Isaac Hayes. We'll be right back.
Patriot AM 1150.
Naira Bets has become the go-to for betting horse racing for fans across the country. They enjoy incredible HD live video and replays, competing in online contests, and earning more back with exclusive promotions. It all starts with new players earning up to a $200 new member bonus with promo code JASON200. Sign up now at NairaBets.com or download the Naira Bets app to get started with promo code JASON200.
The track is back, and Del Mar is thrilled to welcome fans back to summer's longest-running tradition and outdoor party. Once again, enjoy the beauty and excitement of thoroughbred racing, where the turf meets the surf. This season, advanced reservations are required, so reserve your tickets at DelmarRacing.com. We'll see you back at the track.
The Del Mar summer season is in full swing. Ticket reservations are required, so make yours today. Sponsored by Saquon Casino Resort.
This is the Patriot, AM 1150.
Ooh, we're grooving back here. Inside Racing on a Saturday. Great cards at Saratoga and Del Mar. Great weather at both venues, which is what you want as a horse player. No worries. Not have to worry about main track only horses going off the turf, any of that stuff. Curtis Mayfield, what's happening? All right. I am Jason Levine. This is Inside Racing final segment. The Bing Crosby at Del Mar, the Vanderbilt, the Jim Dandy with Essential Quality, and the Bowling Green with a very competitive field at Saratoga. Nice pick four, pick five sequences at both racetracks. And let's bring on a man who's going to be looking to do some damage. Hit the early pick four at Del Mar last Saturday, thanks to Outlaw surviving an inquiry. And it paid $650 for that early pick four, which is a very, very nice payoff. Sneaky, the early pick five, early pick four. Jay able to cash that one and then hit the free play with Indian Peak. And Steve talked about that ride. Jay, you must have watched that race with real interest there as Pratt decided to make that move.
Yeah. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Yeah. Flavian's been just riding lights out and just making the right decision. So surprisingly so. He's been doing really well. To my surprise, Irad Ortiz, his counterpart in the other coast, off to a slow start at Saratoga.
Yeah, surprising. Yeah, it is. And he's on all kinds of favorites all the time, too. I mean, he has his pick. And, a little bit of a struggle for him so far. Unlikely that it'll continue, but there's money to be made betting against him right now, which is kind of interesting up at the spa. So, that's something for folks to keep an eye on. He and his brother Jose and the rest of that jock colony going at it up there. And everybody's, horses are ready to fire. So, all those favorites he's on, some of them are getting bit down a little bit more maybe than they should because he's up there. But that's part of that's all part of it when you get to that level.
Absolutely. And both of these meets are off to a great start. And, we've got full fields. We've got great competition. And the sport really needed it because, we've taken our toll this year. And this has been a real shot in the arm.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. This is what we were hoping for. And it's nice to have it come to fruition. You can hope for it, but it still has to happen, and we're getting it. So, yeah, we really did need it. And some positivity, some competitive racing, and some good news popping out of the sport is much needed, much needed. So we have options here. You want to start at Saratoga. You're going to talk about one of those stakes races, the Bowling Green, right? Roger did the eighth, got essential quality in the Jim Dandy, looking very, very tough in there, even though he does have to give 4 pounds, but he does lay over the other group. Even though my Ohio Derby horse is in there, Mask Parade, come on now, step it up.
Exactly. Those are the only two I'm covering, by the way. Your horse and Essential Quality. There are other horses that might win the race, but I think those are the two.
I do, too. And I'm interested to see Mask Parade compete with the best of his generation, at this point anyway, Essential Quality, who is 6-for-7. The only race he lost was that Kentucky Derby, where he was right there and just couldn't quite get by Medina Spirit, Mandaloon, and Hot Rod Charlie. Other than that, he's never lost. But we're going to race 10 on the grass, which is the Bowling Green. Colonel Liam is not in this race. That opens the race up. And this is a very competitive field here, going 1 3/8 on what will probably be a fairly soft turf course with all the rain they've had. But thankfully, it'll be on the turf. We don't have to worry about it. So that's good.
Exactly. Favorite here is number 5, Channel Maker, from the Bill Mott Barn. Manny Franco gets back aboard. Joel Rosario, who rode the horse over in Dubai, gets off today. And I don't know if that's Bill Mott going back to Manny, who was the regular rider before because he had better luck, or if that was a Rosario choice. One of these things we're just not going to know. Channel Maker has been successful at Saratoga, 2-for-6, and had won some bang-up races here. Won the Sword Dancer there last year, and actually won that over our choice, and nevertheless, we're going to try to beat Channel Maker. How many times have you seen a horse come back from Dubai, and sometimes they need a race or two? Occasionally, they're never the same, but this is off a long race, off that huge, transcontinental trip. This is the time you try to beat Channel Maker, and I think I've got the candidate to do it. That's number 2, Cross Border, who's actually beat Channel Maker in the Bowling Green last year, and then they kind of traded decisions. Channel Maker won the next one. But Cross Border, if you want to look at the definition for horse for course, this horse is 5-for-6 with a second at Saratoga. He's 4-for-28 everywhere else in the world. This is home for Cross Border. Just loves this horse. Enters in a little bit of disguised form because he hasn't won since Saratoga, but he's home now. And for Michael Maker and Luis Saez, number 2, Cross Border, at a very fair 9-to-2, and I think you'll get most of that.
Yeah, I think so. And he's good. He's fine if the turf is a little bit soft. He's had some success there. He ran a big second in the Sword Dancer last year on soft turf after getting placed first in the Bowling Green, where he ran second behind Sadler's Joy, but got DQ'd into the win. So that was his last official win, was this race last year. He's a very nice horse. This is another hard-knocking 7-year-old making his 35th career start. Just love horses like this. This is why this is a fun race. Channel Maker, Channel Cat, Rock Emperor, they've been running for a while, Red Knight. We know all these horses, and it's good to get to know horses and get to know their style and what they do, and especially horses like this, who is a horse for course. When he goes to Saratoga, he just starts feeling good, like a lot of the people, like a lot of the horse players. You get up there, and it's like, oh, you just relax, you feel good, you're confident, and that's what happens to this horse. He's a summer Saratoga horse, because the competition's tough, and he steps up every time, so he's very interesting here. The 2, Cross Border, to win race 10, the Bowling Green. He's the win bet, and
we'll play a trifecta here. We'll use the 2 sons of English Channel, Channel Maker and Channel Cat. We'll use Moon Over Miami, who's competitive with these before, Rock Emperor, who's done some damage on both coasts, and we'll throw in Shamrock at a last-minute throw-in that I added to this one, just because it's Arad Ortiz, and Arad is due. I don't know if he wins this race, but Arad is always dangerous in the trifecta. So let's play a 50-cent trifecta, 2, with 1, 4, 5, 7, 8 with all. Then we'll play the 2 Sabres, $10 a piece, 1, 4, 5, 7, 8 with 2, with 1, 4, 5, 7, 8, and 1, 4, 5, 7, 8 with 1, 4, 5, 7, 8. With 2.
Right. Keying the 2. Cross Border. Luis Saez up for Mike Maker. Very good turf connections there. And Mike Maker off to a very strong start at Saratoga this meet. The 2. Cross Border in the Bowling Green. All right. Let's go from there to Del Mar. And you're going to talk about race 9.
We will. I'm going to take a very quick detour for 10 seconds because Woodbine's been heating up. Just a radio-only quick special for 10 seconds here.
Okay.
The Victoria Race 8 one-timer demolished the field by 12 lengths. Could be any kind today. Looks like a future stakes star. Number 6 one-timer play in the trifecta with number 4 24 Mamba and number 8 Feel the Beat. Play those two on top, play those two on the bottom, and play them on top more. Okay, Del Mar.
Yep.
Let's look at race 9 here. And race 9, Steve was saying, it's a competitive race with a number of chances in here. There are some stakes horses dropping down. The favorite here is number 6, Ready Soul, with that man, Flavian Pratt, aboard. And Ready Soul certainly deserves to be the favorite off a nice win last time. But we'll try to beat him with one of the most consistent horses on the ground, a horse that I just love, and that's number 9, Rip City. Rip City got his start sprinting, and then they just kind of decided just needed more ground, and they started stretching him out to a mile and longer. And Rip City has just been a model of consistency. Rip City has won or placed in. In the last 8 races, he's won and placed in all of them, winning 5. There are horses, they have a herd instinct where they kind of like go around the track and some stay together. This guy does not have that instinct. This guy wants to beat you. He grinds them out, and he's always there at the end. Number 9, Rip City, at a fair 4-1 price.
Yeah, he is. And I think they've been pointing him to this meet. Obviously, he hasn't run since May 23rd. So you're looking at about a 9-week break into a run at Del Mar. This ownership group wants to win races at Del Mar badly. He does have 2 wins at Del Mar, so a lot to like about the 9. Mario Gutierrez has been aboard most of his career, certainly the last, I think, 8 or 9. Well, that whole streak you're talking about has been with Mario, so you know he's going to be confident. The 9, Rip City, to take it in, well, number 9 in race 9. How are we going to play the exotics?
Exactly. Yeah, we'll play a trifecta here as well, and we'll use a few horses here. And let me cue this back up to Del Mar. And what we're looking at here is in the 9th race, we'll use him on top, and we'll play it as follows. Let's play with Media Blitz, a big long shot attracting Juan Hernandez. We'll use the favorite Ready Soul with Pratt. We'll use Sash, who ran well in the stakes, and grade 1 winner Get Her Number, who ran in the Arkansas Derby. Surprise, yeah. There's a big price at 8-1 with Florin Giroux on the turf here. So we'll play 9 with 3-6-7-11 with all. We'll play 9 with 3-6-7-11 with 3-6-7-11. 3-6-7-11 with 9 with 3-6-7-11 and 3-6-7-11 with 3-6-7-11 with 9, Rip City. And a nice win bet on Rip City, assuming you get something like 5-2.
Well, I think you'll get about 7-2, 4-1 on him. It's a competitive field here. It's a tough group. Okay, the 9, Rip City, the key, number 9 in race 9 with 3-6-7-11. Jay, as always, appreciate it, sir. Let's keep going. Have a big weekend, and we will we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right. Thank you, Jason.
Okay. Jay Friedlander, closing the show here. You heard from Steve Pollack. You heard from Roger Neubauer. I'm Jason Levine, wishing you a wonderful Saturday and weekend, winning wherever you play. And we'll talk to you right here next Saturday at 7. Go get them.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.